For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Lindsay Featherstone, a senior forward out of Woodbury, Minnesota. And Lindsay, you played your 112th and 113th game this past weekend at Ohio State. First of all, how was the trip out to Columbus?
It was good. It was different, obviously, that we bussed, but it was fun. It was fun to just like be with all the girls again. And I don't know, I didn't really mind it in all honesty.
What did you guys do to pass the time?
We had a High School Musical series. So we watched all three of those. What else did we watch? Pitch Perfect. I'm trying to think of what else. Other than that, we all just kind of hung out, talked, made Snapchat videos, did random things. Kara did a poll on Instagram, asked some questions, keep us entertained.
You kick off 2021 against a team that's nationally ranked, Ohio State. Just obviously looking at the scores, they're a pretty good hockey team. What was kind of the mentality going into that series?
I think obviously they're a really good team and they have some world-class players and you have to respect that. I think we did not play as best as we could have. And so I think going into this week, there's some changes that we'll make and we'll be better going into this weekend.
This weekend, you play against a team you've already seen this year. You beat Mankato in a shootout, fell the next night on the road. The road has not been kind, but you've played pretty good at home so far this season. What is it going to take to defeat Minnesota State and get the sweep?
Yeah, you know, I just think playing fast, playing with a lot of confidence, working on our breakouts. I think in the second game against Mankato, we gave up 2 PK goals. So I think tightening up some things there will be really beneficial for us this weekend.
Who have you been playing with mostly this season as far as line mates?
So far, I've been with Ellie Mosier and Grayson Myers.
Okay, this last weekend, you scored a goal. Ellie Mosier and Reese Hunt set you up for it. How fun is it to play alongside Ellie Mosier? I know she had some injuries she had dealt with previously. Now she's back. She's playing well. You guys obviously have some great chemistry.
Yeah, no, Ellie's an awesome player. It's fun to see her out there after her knee injury and just getting back to kind of where she was. She's had points in every weekend, I think. So she's obviously playing well. And so is Reese. So that was fun.
This season's been so bizarre. There's no fans in the stands. It's been very strange. What is it like not playing without your family in the stands? Any fans? Is it just bizarre?
Yeah, we said, Paige and I said that after our St. Cloud series. We said it's weird just like getting home early after a game because typically we'd go out to eat with our parents. So that's different. It's weird that my parents will just text me after the game or FaceTime me, not just kind of being there, being at the hotel. But on the flip side, it's been fun because a lot of us girls will have dinner together or we've gotten our meals. So we'll all eat together after, hang out. There's a lot more team bonding time, I'd say, which has been fun.
You guys have kind of been in a bubble per se, just staying close to your team. How hard is that for you being a senior and dealing with trying to have a social life and just, you know, all the fun stuff that happens in college?
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes it easier being everything's closed. So it's not like we're really missing out on anything. But I mean, our team's obviously really close and we kind of do this anyways. It's kind of just batch nights. And I think it makes it easier once we've all kind of been tested consistently and we've been in our bubble. So we're able to have, team dinners or batch nights or whatever it might be, like a breakfast on Sunday. But I think it's been fun. I think just being a senior, all you really want to do is hang out with the girls for your last year. And so that's been awesome, I think, for all of us.
Well, and you can't take anything for granted this year. Just getting to play, I'm sure, is a blessing, isn't it?
Yeah, very big blessing. That's what we've been saying.
What is your major, Lindsay, and what are your plans after BSU?
So I'm a business major with emphasis in finance, and I don't have any plans set up yet, but I've been kind of keeping my options open for next year.
Well, I look forward to seeing you girls on the ice this weekend. I sure missed you last weekend. Good luck this weekend. Thanks, Lindsay.
Yeah, thank you.